Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it real, still in upstate New York, which that will probably change next 24 to 48 hours. Brent Funk Railroad playing in the background, it's all good. My feet are cold, my Bluetooth is not working, but it's all good. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number, and wow! Blog Talk Radio, I am very upset with Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because isn't that the worst guest call-in number ever? 347-215-6357. There's no rhythm to it at all. Maybe just the 4-7 and the 5-7. I'm just baffled by it. Anyway, 347-215-6357 is guest call-in number. We will try to get to some calls at some point in the show. There's a lot to cover here, ladies and gentlemen, only because, like I stated previously last night, actually, for our New Year's kickoff, warm-up, whatever you want to call it, show, had to take a little bit of a hiatus from the Rock Blues and News show because of other prior commitments. Actually, some of them weren't even prior. They just came up. And it's good to be back. I got to be quite honest with you. I really love doing this. I don't care how many people are listening. I don't care if anybody's listening at all. I love to do this show. It's something that I really believe in. Classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. I don't know if I really believe in the outrageous news part, but we get to, you know, have some nice kicks and giggles along the way. So moving on here, we are back to our regular one-hour program time slot that we had assigned previously in 2014. I apologize once again for the delay in this show. This is episode 6, January 2nd, 2015. And we will continue on where we left off around April or May of last year. Now, some people have told me that they really enjoy the show, which is, I'm very, very happy about that. I think anybody would be. Like I said, this show is primarily an archived listening show. And I actually encourage that. I know a lot of people are bogged down by the schedules of life, the demands of life, and they are unable to listen to a live broadcast. And I'll tell you, a lot of my favorite radio shows I'm unable to catch on the air due to my schedule or because I have a prior commitment, and I'm unable to listen to the show. So I encourage you all to, if you're not listening now, which is live, but you are listening, it's kind of this parallel type of idea or imagery you could use, because I am talking to you, although in a sense, I'm not talking to you. The tree, if it fell in the woods and you weren't there, did it still make a sound? Well, I really don't know. It's very interesting. But not to go down that bunny roll or rabbit hole, bunny trail, I am talking to you to a certain extent. Whether it's live or archived, you are hearing my voice. And I'm sure that there's some emotional connection there, whether positive or negative. 347-215-635. Oh, my God. 6357. Guest call-in number. Can't stand this number. I talked to Blog Talk Radio. They got to call me back. It's just ridiculous. So we'll see if we can get back the shrine of call-in numbers. I had 646-378-1221. Oh, the sound. Blown away now into the abyss of cyberspace. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it back. Moving on now, I want to touch base on a subject that probably disheartened a lot of folks, made them a lot of angry, it made a lot of people angry, and that's fine. That's fine. Don't stone me for what I've said in the past. Okay, everybody knows that I'm a Deep Purple fan. I really believe in the band. I really believe in what they did. The thing is, I said something a little off kilter, something that probably shouldn't be said, let's put it that way, a while back last year, saying that Led Zeppelin was overrated. Now, please do not cast the first stone. I have a theory behind this. I had a theory. Here's the thing. You grow in your musical maturity. When I was growing up, all I would ever hear, and all I still pretty much hear on the radio is, you know, the Immigrant Song being played, Black Dog being played, all these different tracks by Zeppelin. Really disappointed and it's frustrating to me that Deep Purple doesn't get a lot of airplay on the radio. That's why I try to play a lot of B-cuts and a lot of bands that were mammoth back in the day or even today that don't get a lot of radio play for whatever reason. Obviously, if you throw around the name Led Zeppelin, that is obviously a name in the music business that will never be snuffed out. Deep Purple, I don't think could be snuffed out either. It's just Zeppelin is a way, way larger fire, or, you know, candle. And as well, if anything, Deep Purple's a candle compared to the Zeppelin fire of popularity. I would say, though, that Deep Purple, a fair amount of people know of Deep Purple, but not enough people know about them. So I said that Zeppelin was overrated. I also said that Jimmy Page... Well, really, I primarily said that Jimmy Page was overrated, but let me take that back, because I've had a chance to really dive into some of the older Zeppelin stuff aside from the hits. And I got to tell you, I made a mistake. Well, maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe it was just a lack of maturity that encouraged me to make that comment. I actually like Page's playing. I really like what I think I like him more as a writer and arranger than an actual soloist. That's just me personally. I know some people feel very, very strongly on the other side of that spectrum, that he's an incredible soloist and everything. And I dig his solos. I do. I think he does have some of the best solos of all time. There's some aspects of his playing technically that I don't really dig too much. I'd just rather listen to Hendrix or Clapton, you know, or even Beck in a sense for some solos. But I gotta say, incredible player, incredible writer, and the whole band is just nuts. I mean, they're just insane. So, well, they were insane. But luckily we have their archive recordings and their albums. So to enjoy that. Now, let me say this real quick. I'm going to play a cut. I wanted to play The Ocean. The problem is my computer crapped out on me and I'm unable to do that. So what I'm going to do is basically contradict everything I just said earlier about playing B-sides and wanting to play B-sides pretty much 24/7 on this show. And I'm going to have to break that rule just for this second, but that's okay because it is an awesome song. Now, let me say this. This is a Zeppelin song. It's off of Zeppelin 3, I believe. Double check that. It should be, unless my iTunes is deceiving me once again. This computer really has a vendetta against me. I don't know why. I've never done anything wrong to it. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Jason D'Amico, Rock Blues, a news show. I am not using my Bluetooth piece because we had a fan of ours send me a message saying that it was cutting in and out during the opening announcement monologue, and I think that was a problem because it was cutting in and out with the Grand Funk Railroad track, Footstop Music, the first song that you hear coming into the show. But nonetheless, hopefully you can hear me. And so now that I've cleared the air on Zeppelin, let's take a listen to Black Dog. Stay tuned. When we come back, I will tell you the mystery, as far as rumor has it, behind Black Dog, behind the lyric. Very, very funny story, very short story, if it is even a story. It's more of a fun fact, but we'll catch you back. Rock Blues News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Jason D'Amico here, Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. We'll be right back.
Yeah. So, great track, obviously. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues News Show, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Just got a pop-up on my Blog Talk Radio studio page here saying that we're going to be down. You're in the middle of your show, and the thing says it's going to be the live stream is going to be down for a few short minutes. So I don't even know if anybody can hear me right now. That's fine. As long as it's still recording, once again, that's I really could care less because this is primarily an archive show. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. We'll try and get to these calls in a second. I have a couple of stories we need to talk about and discuss, and let's get right to it here. The first outrageous news story. This to me isn't really that outrageous. It's actually something that I've found pretty interesting over the past couple of years, digging in on Google and browsing whatever cyberspace has to offer. But this is something somewhat interesting, I think, to a majority of folks out there. The pyramids, the Egyptian pyramids, were built so many thousands of years ago, and all these different engineers and structural engineers have these different theories on how the heck these guys built these things. And I don't think we will ever know until the end of time has come. But this guy, Norman Michael, he's got the same middle and last name. I'm not sure why that is. He's been working out this theory for 40 years, and he has his own take on how the pyramids were built. He's saying that it's more simple than what everybody believes. Now, if you're one of these conspiracy theorists regarding the Illuminati and regarding all of the Freemasonry and all this stuff, and that there was magnetism involved, I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to dismiss that. If you look at the structure and how massive these monuments were for such a primitive time in human history, it's very, if you believe in spirit, and if you believe in spiritual beings, and you believe in God or whatever your God is, it would be easy to, sit there and say, hey, maybe there was some funny business going on. As far as that's concerned, we will never know unless somebody can prove it. It's like, as an engineer would say, show me the data. Because at the end of the day, it's dismissive if you can't prove it. But then again, having the actual philosophy that that ramps were used, and using just regular logic, regular engineering, basic primitive construction logic for the building of the pyramids, that could also be dismissed as well, because how could men move such massive blocks of so many tons and construct these monuments? But Norman here says that he's been working on this since 1972, and he says that really it's a basic principle to build. The Egyptians did not have modern means, and they had to keep it simple, and he really believes that it was just an intuitive, economical, robust, and easy building method. Really just based on, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, stone ramps, he's saying, themselves were used as part of the construction, and this was how the pyramids ended up being so smooth. Over the years, there have been many theories about how the pyramids were built, by possibly piling up rubble in the middle and then working out the bricks from the outside. So there's a lot of different theories here. It's like, how many looks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? The world may never know. And it's kind of the same thing. As far as the pyramids go, and it's amazing to me how they're still standing. As far as how many thousands a year it's been. It's really, it's fascinating to me. I know that for a fact. And we'll see. Maybe he'll come up with some other. I'm really looking for somebody to actually do a series on it on Discovery Channel, History Channel, whatever channel they choose to sign the contract up and write the script and everything. They got to find – somebody's got to at least try doing this. Somebody's got to at least try moving such a massive block, see how many guys it takes to haul it up with a rope. Somebody's got to at least give it a shot. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Jason D'Amico here at the Rock Blues and News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Coming up here towards the center of the hour, talking about pyramids, talking about a little bit of conspiracy. And on top of the whole pyramid thing, the conspiracy about the magnetism, that's very interesting. I know what the links are. I'll post them up on Twitter or Facebook or whatever social media medium you choose, whichever one's your favorite. But it's very, very interesting to see all of these conspiracy theories regarding the Illuminati, Freemasonry, all this stuff that people just kind of like shove into the, you know, most people shove into the onto the back burner. It's not, you know, it's there. People don't really want to explore it, or maybe people don't know it exists. You know, New World Order, all this stuff. And if you do look at some of the emblems on the dollar bill, it's very, very interesting. We'll get back into that possibly coming up here. We're gonna go down to Texas though right now. Play you a cut. I forgot to tell you. I just saw my notes. I'm thankful I wrote this down. The Black Dog mystery. We're going to get to Texas in a second. The mystery rumor is that the song Black Dog actually came about and originated, came into existence because of an actual black dog that ran into the studio when Zeppelin was recording. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I've read it in more than one sites online. There's more than one site that I've seen that has this there, and people have agreed by it, and some techs out in England have also chimed in. But apparently, yes, there was a black dog that just wandered into the studio right before they were going to track that song. It apparently didn't have a title at the time, and Roger Plant and the guys were just like, hey, you know, Black Dog, whatever. And that's the rumor. That is the Black Dog mystery. A little bit of rock and roll history for you here. Is it true? We probably won't know. It's kind of like Vegas, you know, whatever happens stays in Vegas. It's kind of the same thing with rock history. Every day for them was Las Vegas. So Jason D'Amico here, going down to Texas for a little bit. We might play these back to back. Or we might just play one of them depending on the time. I love this song. I actually playlist on when I'm in the gym. I'm not sure why. It's just kind of ZZ Top's one of those bands where it's just enough. They have just enough edge, but they also have a substantial amount of class. Love these guys. And love this lyric as well. It's very funny. Check it out. My head's in Texas. I'm sorry. My head's in Mississippi. ZZ Top coming up here. Rock Blues News Show.
I believe I'm getting dizzy. slammed into the parking lot of an invisible 7-Eleven. What was I doing out there? We'll be right back.
Wow. I don't know if anybody heard anything that I said for the last 10 to 15 minutes. Seemed that I had the mute button on. So I don't know whether I'll have to go back and see whether that was just complete dead air for 10 minutes, because I was talking away about conspiracy theories, the CIA, UFO. Wow, this is really disheartening if you did not hear that last bit. Oh, man. It's always something. It's always one thing after another here. Rock, blues, and news show. Classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news, the home of it. Jason D'Amico here. Guest calling number, the number which I really want changed, 347-215-6357. Wow. Just really, really disheartened by this. It's kind of like the word of the day here. Disheartened by the fact that I let the show, I let everybody down. I let myself down. Some people say, you got to lighten up on yourself. And I can't lighten up on myself. This is a huge, huge, huge deal to me. I love the music. I love rock. I love blues. I don't know if I love the outrageous news, but I love doing this. And I love the listeners. And to be sitting here possibly with the ambivalence, with the unknown that you are unable to hear my voice for 10 minutes. Well, some of you might be rejoicing over that, but I'm just saying, here I am talking to myself in this room. The chair is about to explode underneath me because the legs are, joints are coming apart, glue's coming apart. Ah, it's always something. And the whole Van Halen thing, that was quite interesting as well. When cyberspace just threw me for a loop there with Eddie Van Halen's birthday. I did a whole bit the night before. I had everything labeled down. I was going to play this, I was going to play that, but we went with it anyway. So, real quick, I'm going to make this less than a minute. If you didn't, if actually off the air for about 8 to 10 minutes there, however long it was, the CIA was basically in the 1950s, 1960s, they're claiming that when all the UFO stuff was happening, Area 51, that it was the CIA, but it was not the weather balloons like they said and all, you know, all these things that were going on. It's actually these U-2 projects, where they were just trying out these new airplanes, high altitude. To me, this just seems ridiculous because there's so many reports of crash sightings. If they were testing these out, where are the crashed airplanes? So that's kind of a gist on what I was discussing earlier, but there's just not enough time to go back and get into that. But then again, I might just be wasting more time because the mute button might have not been on, but I have a hunch that it was on. 347-215-6357, the guest call-in number. We have a caller on right now. Let's see what's going on here. You're on the Rock Blues News Show. Who we have the pleasure of talking to?
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca, what's going on, Rebecca? What's your question? What are you calling in for?
How do you start your music career?
How do you start your music, like any type of music career, just a general music career?
Yeah.
How do you start in the business? Okay. Very, very interesting question here. Well, the first thing that I would say is, we got another caller coming in. I'll try, I wish I had more time to talk about this. But I would say the first thing is, and understand, Rebecca, that there's a lot of different philosophies on all this, but I would say starting out, if you love music, that's the first thing. Do what you love, love what you do, and take it from there. You know, take some lessons. What type of music are you looking to get into the music business, or what is your take on this? Is this something you'd like to do at some point?
Yes.
Okay. So you're a singer or player?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're in school, keep singing away. If you are, just do it all the time. That's what I would recommend. I try to play as much as possible, and it's like anything else. It's like an athlete. You know, when the better you get at something, the more you have to maintain your craft. So, like I said, if you love what you do, keep riding with it and keep practicing all the time. Practice is paramount. It's what makes you as close to perfect as possible. You'll never be able to have a perfect performance, but it'll get you to where you need to be. And as you mature, as you grow older, other things will blossom, and you don't really need to be worried about that stuff right now, in the sense of, you know, dealing with management and you know, getting a record label. All you have to do right now, if you sing, if you're a singer, all you have to do is just sing all the time. Stay in school, get your education, keep singing away, maybe join a band, maybe start writing some songs, maybe pick up guitar, pick up piano along the way. Hopefully that helps you out. Maybe that's something that you'd like to do. What are some of your favorite songs to sing?
Showbiz Snowman.
Oh, you like the Christmas carols and everything?
Yes.
Nice, nice. Okay, Rebecca, well, it was great talking to you. We got another caller on here. I'm not sure. It looks like it's out of upstate New York. I'm going to talk to you later, Rebecca, and we'll thanks for calling in to the Rock Blues News Show. We have – I don't think they're – I think they're just listening in, so that's fine. Real quick, want to get to this story. Oh, man, this is great. Been waiting all the hour for this one. Man sues his wife for giving birth to an ugly baby. A Chinese man divorced and then sued his ex-wife for giving birth to what he called an extremely ugly baby girl. Initially, John Feng, J-I-A-N-F-E-N-G. That's the spelling, at least. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Accused his wife of infidelity because he was sure that he could never be the father of such an ugly child. And they have a picture of this. Basically, DNA tests proved that the baby was Feng's. And the wife came clean on a little secret that before they met, she had undergone about $100,000 worth of cosmetic surgery in South Korea before she actually met Jane. And Feng filed for divorce, and they have this it's something else. I got to put this up on this. When I saw this, I couldn't believe this. Feng filed for divorce and sued his wife on the grounds of false pretenses for not telling him about the plastic surgery and duping him, into thinking she was beautiful. The kicker, he won. A judge agreed with Feng's argument and ordered his ex-wife to pay him $120,000. I married my wife out of love, quote-unquote, but as soon as we had our first daughter, we began having marital issues, he said in an interview. Our daughter was incredibly ugly to the point where it horrified me. You got to see this picture. I'm going to post this up on Twitter and Facebook. The difference between – oh, man. This is something else. Let me get to some music. That's just like – that's the top of it today, crazy news. You never know what you're going to be able to dig up online. It's just amazing what you can find. 347-215-6357 is the call-in number. Man, fast hour here. We have – I don't know what we're going to play coming out of here. Let me see if I have some more announcements that I have to rattle out real quick. I will tell you, Blood, Sweat, and Blues is out. The CD that I was talking about earlier on, the one that I came out with in September of last year. So be sure to check that out. We might play a couple of cuts of that. I don't like, you know, promoting myself on the air on the Rock Blues News Show. A lot of my fans, they come out and see us play live, you know, the band New Blue and everything. I try and keep this as a separate entity. I just want to let you all know that it is available on iTunes. It is available. The music video is coming out. It's just, it's nice to know what's happening. in the new Blue Sphere as well. But I, like I said, I don't want to be marketing that too much on the Rock Blues and News Show, home of classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. And outrageous it is at times. So let's got about a minute left here, and I'm kind of stuck in this spot right now where I want to be able to play two songs, but if I play both of them, I won't have time for the second one. So, you know what, we're just going to ride out here. Didn't have time to play some of the other cuts that I wanted to play for you. Oh, man, and that's a great one, too. Ah, I had so much. Even an hour's not enough time. You put a mic in front of me, I could probably talk everybody's ear off 24/7. Just, you know, give me a three square meals, a bathroom, and a really long B-side so I can go take a shower, you know, in between, or, you know, whatever I need to do. We don't need to get into too much detail there. Wanted to apologize once again for the problem earlier, possible problem. Don't know if it was a problem, but it seemed to me that the mute button was on for about 8 to 10 minutes, whatever that bit was, about the UFOs, CIA, UFO, Area 51, montage there. Want to thank you all for joining me today. If you're an archive, listen, check it out. Twitter, JasonDomico.com. Twitter is JD and the NB. Instagram as well is JD and the NB. Facebook page, Jason D'Amico, The New Blue. You are listening to Block Talk Radio, Rock Blues, a new show, home of classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. I'm your host, Jason D'Amico. I will be back soon. I love doing these shows, love talking to you all, and thank you so much for listening. We're gonna go out here with something a little heavy for you. Bob Rock produced the band Metallica. I'm gonna get going here and shut up. We're already cutting this song short about 30 seconds. So be good. Take it easy. Talk to you later.
Jason D'Amico here. Yeah.